You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Sunday, April the 1st. Andy Holding looking at a star-studded programme this afternoon at Fairy House, which of course is the start of the Irish Grand National Meeting. The big race, of course, run tomorrow on Easter Monday. But we've got Grade 1s this afternoon in the shape of the Mares and Novices Hurdle at 2:50 and the Ryanair Gold Cup at 4:30. Plenty of other good handicaps and graded contests along the way, so we should have some excellent action this afternoon at the County Meath venue. Soft to heavy, heavy in places are the conditions facing the runners here this afternoon before we start proceedings. And we begin with a 150, which is a 2 mile maiden hurdle, in which Savannah Storm stands out on all known form here, having had the two runs since joining Gordon Elliott via Jer Lyons on the flat. He's handled the heavy ground conditions on both occasions, and his last run down in Navan the other day is a particularly good one on the speed figures when he finished second to a lovely horse called I Am Sailing. Pair of them were nicely clear the rest, and I do think that winner from the Christy Roach stable is very much a graded horse in the making. So I think this horse by Dabawi has run up to a very good standard there. Jack Kennedy's on board for the all-conquering Gordon Elliott stable, and hopefully this five-year-old can make it third time lucky.
Race 2.
On to the 220. Quite a few potentially well-handicapped horses here in this 2.5 mile novices hurdle, including Call the Cab, who's obviously going to create quite a splash in the market, given that he won well the last day down in Punchestown, and a horse that he defeated that day, Icario, has gone on to win since. But potentially the best handicapped horse in this particular race is Share What's the Rush, and this horse gains my nap of the afternoon. This horse clocked a very big speed figure back in November here over the course and distance when he powered clear in the latter stages, beating two or three subsequent winners, including the second and the third. And he was quite strongly fancied to duplicate that performance down in Punchestown the other day, only for him to fall at the last when he was probably getting the better of Sir Carno, who went on to win subsequently. Hopefully that fall hasn't dented his confidence. I do think this gelding by Doyen will probably be better on better spring ground, but he's so well handicapped, hopefully today he'll get through the conditions no problem. And off bottom weight here, I'd expect Share What's the Rush to run a big race there.
Race number 3.
On to the 250 then, the first of the Grade 1's contests. And look no further here than Lorena. Obviously, she's going to be a very skinny price, and she so thoroughly deserves to be so. She's already proven over the course when she won in a Grade 3 contest, beating one or two of today's rivals. And, of course, she took that performance with her to the Cheltenham Festival, where she made absolute mincemeat of her rivals. She won by 18 lengths, but she could have probably doubled it. And I actually think this horse is up to the champion hurdle standard if Connections wanted to go down that particular route next season. Of the rest, well, if you're looking for perhaps something at a bet without the favourite, then perhaps Dawn Shadow, who was third that day behind Lorena, might be able to at least run well enough to finish in the frame here. She obviously fell at the Cheltenham Festival when a wild outsider in the race, it was eventually won by Lorena, but she's got some good form going right-handed. She's a very consistent mare. Ran about 16-20-1 each way without the favourite. Dawn Shadow is probably the value bet there in the 250.
Race 4.
On to the 320 then, which is a Grade 2 contest over 2.5 miles. And obviously Blow by Blow is going to come under the spotlight here, having won at the Cheltenham Festival. But to be fair, that was a handicap, and he did get a good ride by Donna Myler in what ended up being a bit of a slowly run stop-start affair. And he's taken on a much stiffer standard of opponents here. the likes of Duc de Genevieve and, of course, Scarpetto were fourth and fifth, respectively, in the Ballymore at the Cheltenham Festival. I do think those two will come out on top of those down the front end of the market. If there is to be a surprise here, it might well come from Riders on the Storm, who has got a little bit to find on the official figures, but I actually think he's much better than his 132 rating currently. He was very impressive down in Navan when he won a novice's hurdle that day. That was almost like a grade three because some really good tools in that, including the runner-up who runs in a handicap at Cork this afternoon. And then he bumped into Hardline at Punchestown on the 11th of Feb. And to be fair, he probably would have won that day, but for a mistake two out, and he rather handed the advantage to Gordon Elliott's charge. But he kept on quite strongly in the latter stage. It's certainly to suggest that he's worth a try over further. He's got a good cruising speed. We know he handles the ground. And like I say, I do think he's much better than his odds imply of around about 25 to 1 this morning.
Race 5.
On to the 3.55, which is a very competitive-looking novice's handicap. And the standout performer here is Patrick's Part from the Willie Mullins stable. This horse failed to land a gamble when sent over hurdles on his first start for New Connections over today's track back in January. But he made no mistake next time out in a very competitive handicap chase at Leopardstown on the at the Dublin Festival meeting back in the early part of last month. He jumped, he travelled, he stowed him very strongly. And noticeably, sectional times that day from two out were around about 2.5-3 seconds quicker than Footpad, who took the Grade 1 novices chase on the same card. So he can obviously operate at a very strong level. He's very strong in a finish. They should go a good gallop here this afternoon, which are definitely playing to his strengths. And I much prefer him than Bon Papa, who can be a little bit tricky customer. If there is to be a one or a shock at a bigger price, it might well be come from Bell Ami Savola, who finished seventh in that aforementioned race at Leopardstown last time out. But he's got a much better record going right-handed, and he's run behind Nearly Named on the 2nd of December over today's course and distance. Would certainly give him some kind of each-way chance.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, and it's the Grade 1 Ryanair over 2.5 miles for the novices. Shattered Love is obviously going to be a very warm order here from the Gordon Elliott stable, having landed the JRT in pretty impressive fashion at the Cheltenham Festival. She got some really good form going into that contest, so she was definitely a worthy winner on the day, beating a decent field as well in quite a good time figure. She actually ran the last circuit quicker than the Ryanair won by Balco de Flo, so she's obviously very, very, very smart. But she is facing a couple of Willie Mullins horses that I do think, if you like, are rather overlooked here, particularly Alboom Photo, who fell when still in contention anyway to finish in the frame in the RSA behind Presenting Percy at the Cheltenham Festival. But his best form was when he finished second to the Flow Gas behind Molyneux. I do think this is the best piece of form on offer. Obviously, the winner ran really well in the RSA when finishing second to the aforementioned Presenting Percy, and the Storyteller, who was seventh, went on to win at the Cheltenham Festival as well. So Alboom Photo, an invitation only, in finishing second and third in that particular race, have run up to a very high standard. And Alboom Photo, I do think, is the one who has been rather underestimated here. He's a course and distance winner. He loves soft or heavy ground, and he's a fairly lightly race type who's open to any amount of improvement. So around about 5-1, 11-2, I'll take Willie Mullins' Alboom Photo each way against the short price favourite there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and the wrist race revolves very much around Sizing Potsy and Who Shot the Sheriff, who were first and second favourites in their encounter at Leopardstown the last time that they met. On that occasion, Jessica Harrington's charge came out on top, and I see no fit reason to see why this Gelding by Cap card couldn't uphold the form. He was very strong in the finish when driven out in the closing stages. He powered his way up the hill, and hopefully that run will improve him both mentally and physically as well. So if any stable can topple one of Gordon Elliott's and Willie Mullins's in a bumper, it's going to be Jessica Harrington. Hopefully Sizing Potsy can go in again. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Easter Monday when I'm going to be covering the Irish Grand National meeting for you. Until then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.